All right, everybody, I think it's time to roll on our home stretch. And it's a great honor for me to get to introduce our next speaker. We have Myra Chickering, who is, again, somebody who needs no introduction. And I would not want to assume that the most important part of her career is what I'm about to tell you, but I know it is. So she was the first ever hearing officer I ever had in a grievance, and I know that's as meaningful for her as it is for me. And she asked me questions that were really hard, and I had to ask, like, actually think about the law. And I was like, what part of stop, look, and listen is this? Anyway, but we're thrilled to have Myra here to talk to us about the recent changes to the law governing dyslexia in students. And along with Myra is the author of the paper. I was explicitly told to say author of the paper, Kyle Stone, who is an associate also at Rogers Morrison Grover. And in his previous life, I'm going to say Lone Star College, right?
Yeah.
Lone Star College before he went to Rogers Morrison Grover. See, I'm improvising. Get credit for that, right? All right. So thank you very much and take it away.
Look what the cat drug in. As Corey mentioned, I kind of had a time in the wilderness when I was doing hearings, various kinds of hearings. I served as a Section 504 hearing officer and also did a number of grievances, hearings involving students and employees. And I did that for about 15 years. And so I haven't attended the school law, the UT school law conference in many, many moons. But I used to actually serve on the planning committee. And I have to say the planning committee and UT have gotten very clever recently. We used to always put the special ed topic, not on just day two, but dead last. And by the time the special ed speaker would wander to the podium, half the folks were in the bar. A long time ago, this conference used to be held at the Four Seasons, so there was a good reason to adjourn to the bar. And then the other half were driving back to Houston or Dallas or wherever they came from. One year, I actually corralled one of my former partners. Many of you know Jeff Rogers. And I said, you know, we really want you to speak on this topic. It'll be awesome. You'll do a great job. It was a special ed topic. So we get there, and he's the last speaker of the day. And I swear, between the two of us, we could count the number of people that were still sitting in the room, in the big ballroom. And he looked at me and was like daggers just shooting at me, like, well, why in the heck did you get me into this? So now the committee has not only put this speech, which is pretty technical, in the middle of the day, but has identified it as the luncheon presentation. So I guess think of me as your condiment for your for your lunch and keep eating. Let me say sort of an overview. This speech, if you identify yourself as a special education lawyer, this is your invitation to leave and go make phone calls, check out early, do whatever you need to do. And I'm looking at you, Jim, and I'm looking at Chris and Hans. If you are a special ed lawyer, this is something that you've heard addressed in umpteen conferences as recently as last week at TCASE. And I'm not going to pretend to provide that level of dissection and detail regarding these updates. My focus is going to be addressing those of us in the room who do not primarily do special ed law and do not consider themselves special education lawyers. And I'm going to be really candid and offer a bit of an apology. This is not a sexy topic. And I've tried very, very hard to make it juicy or exciting, and I can't. there's unfortunately not much in the way of spicing up this topic. But it's important, and as we'll discuss in a little while, there are special ed department, special ed chair people all across the state of Texas who are literally pulling their hair out right now, trying to figure out the implications of this new legislation, 3928. And we'll talk about that more in a minute. So there's a lot of history, a lot of background regarding dyslexia in the state of Texas. And my goal in today's presentation is not to get down into the weeds on all of that. Rather, the goal of the presentation and the goal of the paper is to make sure that somebody that practices school law, not necessarily special ed law, but school law, leaves the conference with a basic understanding of the changes that came about as the result of the last legislative session, so that you can field calls from your school district clients. You can field calls from the PANIC special ed chairperson, and have a basic understanding of what the legislature did. And more importantly, you'll have at least enough knowledge to put your fingertips on the law and helpfully, I think, the guidance that we've gotten from the TEA thus far.